Hi, friends. I'm Leanne Heiss, and this is episode 99 of the Moms in Prayer podcast. Well, it's week 7 of COVID-19 stay at home. I can't believe I just said that out loud. I know many of you are like me and looking for ways to not only survive during this time, but to thrive. Today's guest is a Moms in Prayer favorite and a personal favorite, David Eaton. David is the president of Axis, a ministry that you can find on the cutting edge of culture. Axis is a ministry partner at Moms in Prayer and one of the voices I'm listening to as we discuss ways to help our teens navigate culture, both in person and online. Here at Moms in Prayer, we are as busy as ever. God's moving in new and powerful ways in the middle of this crisis, and Moms in Prayer has been offered a seat at the table to address people's spiritual hunger. Praise God. Even in this time, we are growing. We are always working to develop resources and tools that help meet the needs of group leaders like you. We just released the brand new Moms in Prayer training channel, short trainings to help women like you build strong groups. If you're looking to find that, you can go on our website and find the link, or in your podcast app, you could just search Moms in Prayer training channel. By the way, would you please join us staying on the edge of this wave of what God is doing? You can do this by praying, but also by giving a tax-deductible gift to Moms in Prayer. It's simple and yet powerful. All you do is hit pause on your phone right now, and you text the word steward to 41444. That's the word steward to 41444. It's that easy. We're a nonprofit ministry, and there's so much more we need to be able to do. Would you join us in bringing hope to children, schools, and mamas around the globe? Giving is just as easy on the website. Actually, there's a tab. It says give. Just click at the top of the page. Show notes for today's episode number 99, can you believe that? Including the resources that we discuss and our partner Axis can be found on the top of the Moms in Prayer website at momsinprayer.org/blog. So just relax and listen close. Let's welcome our friend David Eaton to the show. My friend David Eaton, welcome back to the Moms in Prayer podcast.
What's going on, Lee? What's going on, Moms in Prayer?
We love you. Actually, you're probably my most requested guest. Will you please bring back David? Is probably the most frequent chat I hear over email.
Oh,
so
that is so sweet. Wow.
This is the time, man, where we need you talking to parents of preteens and teens specifically. Because most of us are still stuck at home with COVID-19.
Yeah.
Taking over the world. And right now, as we're recording this, you're at home with your family too.
Yeah, it's like snowing here. So that's hilarious and interesting. And I have a little boy tapping on the door right now. So just wanting to come in. So I have an office in the guest bedroom, and we have, the entire family has decided to make it their own personal office. So we've got some good colors going on the floor over there. We've got some schoolwork that's happening at the desk, and then here I am. So it's fun.
It's so funny. A couple of years ago, I think you were interview number 2 or 3. I'll go back and check for our show notes. But David, you were a part of helping us get this thing off the ground. And guess what? In 3 weeks, it will be our 100th episode.
Oh my goodness. Lee, you've been busy.
Isn't that so fun? And at the time, I pretty much roasted you on our first conversation and said, okay, so you're like barely into this parenthood thing. What could you possibly know about teenagers? And I'm so sorry, David. I'm so sorry. I submit to you. You know very much about teenagers.
Yeah, I just don't know much about parenting. And that's the thing. It's like our specialty at Axis is studying the next generation and being the Moms in Prayer research assistant, the cultural scout. So as you're praying, as you're serving, as you're listening to your kids, you're able to understand the language of Gen Z. And the Moms in Prayer people are the best. Praying for them, and you're just in their corner. And even, I tell you, actually, who's the best of the best? The creme a la creme, or however you say it. It's the moms who are praying for the prodigals. Mm. And I mean, one of our board members is a part of that group, and actually got another Moms in Prayer. We got two of our board members who are Moms in Prayer's moms. One's a part of just the normal like high school, like praying for the high school, and one's like a praying for the prodigals. So you just, man, make the world happen. Make the world spin as these moms praying for their kids.
It's an inner plot to stay connected, David. We just, You know, I reached out to you and said, hey, what can we talk about COVID? Come help us manage this time. And you are already on top of it, delivering a guide to help us in the middle of this time. So talk about this with me. Like, I am stuck at home. Not stuck at home. I get to enjoy 3 teenagers and 1 10-year-old right now.
And oh boy.
Everybody's having a lot of feelings right now, David.
I'm sure you're feeling all the feels. And here we are. Access is here for you. I mean, this is terrible, right? This disease, it's scary, especially for our parents and grandparents out there. I mean, if you got little kids, it's not, you know, we're the ones getting people infected, right? It's right. We're the ones who are passing it on. But yeah, I think what's going to happen is that we're going to make our way through this. And we're going to look back and say, yes, I was quarantined. I was quarantined, stuck right at home with my teen and tweens. And that was a once in a lifetime opportunity. And it's going to be a chance we say, yeah, there's a lot of memories that we created during this time. And so what we've done at Access, we're always at Access, we're about parents and the teenagers, helping them communicate, understand each other, and maybe a little bit broader than that. So 8 to 18-year-olds. And we're studying what's going on, and we're saying, hey, let's help these moms and dads have great conversations, connect to harder kids. So a couple things. Streaming is up. Video games are up 2x the number of usage, amount of time. And here we are surrounded by rectangles. We're hanging at home. And for us, we just said, hey, how can we help parents make the most of this time? So that's what this parent guide is. If you go to access.org/COVID-guide, COVID-guide, we will give it to you for free. We have 34 different fun ideas in here of what you can do as a family together to make this time memorable, to connect your child's heart. One of my favorites is, because I love music, I'm a musician, I'm a drummer, if that counts as a musician, I don't know if that counts, but just having a jam session. So having a jam session with your family and just picking a favorite album from an era. So Lee, and this is, I'd make you do this if you and your husband came over for dinner at my house. I'd say, what was one of your favorite albums from high school? And we'd listen to it while we had dinner together. So I'm just putting you on the spot right now, Lee. What was one of your favorite albums in high school?
Probably the Gin Blossoms. I really appreciated the Gin Blossoms.
See, I have no idea who that is. And I would probably love that album.
Yes.
What kind of, is that?
Go
kind
of 90s. I think they had like cover songs on the Friends episodes. So,
Got it.
Graduated in 97 from high school. So late 90s vibe, David.
Hey, you know, if it's one of those things, you had to buy an album back then. And so if you had to give up 10 or 20 bucks for an album, it was typically pretty good. So again, one of the ideas is saying, hey, let's listen to, and man, this is a great thing to do. I tell you what, my in-laws and even my parents who don't love music that much, they still had some great recommendations for albums to listen to from when they were in high school. Hmm. So listen to what your kids are interested in. And trying to be non-judgmental and non-anxious about it. If you can appreciate the beauty of it or the creativity behind it before you go into like an all-on, like what is Justin Bieber saying right now? Tirade is always a good one. Yeah, is this what you want to be talking about? I mean, I think it's kind of fun to think about some of the different ideas in here.
Well, actually, I think that's a great idea because we have unlimited Spotify. It's one of my gifts to myself every month. So We play pick a song and go around the table, around the table, around the table sometimes and listen to each other's music. It's been a great conversation starter. So when my kids are playing NF on the phone right now, I'm like, oh, I do know who this is. It may sound depressing at certain points in time, but you just said not to freak out about it. So we'll let it go. Okay, but I need you to talk to me about TikTok because it feels like all the teenagers are swinging their hips right now. And I need to know if TikTok's okay for my kids.
Yeah, I'd say that's probably the wrong question.
No, I hate it when you say that.
I know. We want a binary response. And I will tell you, a mom said to me, we're talking about, when should I get my kid a smartphone? And she said, oh, whenever you want your kids to look at porn, just get them a smartphone then. So I'm like, wow, you are a jaded, battle-worn mom from the trenches. So TikTok, my recommendation, go download it right now. If you are listening to this, you just go download TikTok. Open up the App Store, download TikTok. When you're done with this, I want you to spend 10 minutes scrolling through it. And it is hilarious. And it is sacrilegious. And it is terrible, and there are a lot of cuss words, and there are a lot of funny jokes, and there's a lot of goofy dances, and it's just infinite content, infinitely scrolling. And that's the first thing, is like, your kids, they live in the same zip code as you, they live in the same house, they live in the same square footage as you right now. I mean, yep. Come on, like, if you're there, but they are growing up in a different country. And so if to say, all right, I'm going to be a missionary in my kids' world, I'm going to understand their cultural artifacts. We actually have a parent's guide that we give away that's normally costs $3.99. Inside this COVID-19 guide, we actually have, like, I think 5 free resources that we give away for free. Man, so download the parent's guide to TikTok and read all 10 pages. You know, if you ever get a moment where you can just sit down and read for 10 minutes, you can read the 10 pages or just go to the last page and it has an outline and says, here are some of the talking points. And so, yeah, I think when it comes to TikTok, I think just spending 10 minutes scrolling through it, you will learn so much. And the thing that got me is that instantly it was entertaining, but at the same time is like, it was just crass and just the F words. I think so that's my tendency is to say, all right, I'm going to swing to, like, all right, my pharisaical side, instead of even saying what can be appreciated or celebrated about this. It's just like, this is so dark, so fast. But at the same time, there's some great chances to talk and say, all right, what do you like about this? What are you seeing on here? Jeremiah, the other co-founder at Axis, just made a TikTok with his family, and they had a lot of fun doing it. And it was a really cute thing where they got to, you know, figure out something together. So I'd say check out TikTok. Of course, when anything goes to your kids first, it's going to have some very big, dark ditches for them to fall into. And so you'll want to talk to them about that.
So this online world, texting, videos, Zoom, Google Hangouts, this is the only way our teenagers are able to connect right now. They're not seeing each other. And so it can feel a little guilty, and they feel isolated if we say, hey, no tech or low tech. It's kind of like you're cutting off my air hose. So do you have any thoughts about how to do that well and how to draw limits?
Anytime you can agree as a family on something, then that's the way to go. And if you can lead by example, that's even better. So one of the easier things, it's never easy to take away a drug from an addict. And that's what our rectangles are. We're addicted to the dopamine. I am too. And one of the best things to do is, like, watch videos about dopamine and technology online, because it really kind of shows Oz hiding behind the curtain, pulling the levers on your brain. And like, oh, this is why I'm so addicted to social media. Like, they're totally hooking me on this. But I think one of the easiest things, and it's still, there's nothing easy, is to say we're going to have an agreed upon phone curfew. And again, if you can point to what you're running towards instead of what you're running away from. And this needs to go all the way into the morning time too. Because if you say, oh, we have a phone curfew of 7 p.m. or 9 p.m. for our phones, what's keeping your daughter from getting up and grabbing her phone at 5 a.m. and checking all the stuff? And it's great if the family agrees upon it, because then mom and dad abide by it as well. And so you say, after 7:30, we're going to put the rectangles away and maybe watch a movie so we get our other rectangle out. But we're going to do it together. Or we're going to do something more creative. I think if you look at it as an either or of creating or consuming, okay, great. Watching TikTok, I am consuming. I'm consuming. Watching YouTube, I'm consuming. Watching some on Netflix, I'm consuming. Now, what can we do to create? So for us, I like to cook. My wife likes to paint. We got the watercolors out right now. We got the markers out. We've got the charcoal out. For me, I've got the sous vide out. So I'm trying to make a pot roast that actually tastes good. I'm having a really difficult time. Got the Traeger pellets, you know, for my wood-fired whatever that I'm making. So I think those have been kind of expressions of creativity, which has been really fun for us. And if you can frame it around those kind of contexts, and the more you can push the consumed things to the edges of your home, the better. The more you can put at the center of your home, wherever the most foot traffic is, things that inspire creativity. So I have a ukulele there, and it's hanging from the wall. I need to play it some more, but I don't have to open the case. It's not in the basement, you know, it's like right there. And so creating versus consuming is a great way to kind of think about things. And then every now and then busting out an old school board game. I mean, if you're ever going to play a board game together, this is the time to get that rocking.
So what would the Eatons play if we really
Uno.
Did dinner at your
Uno?
Uno.
Uno. I mean, it's to me, I don't like capitalism games. I mean, Risk and Monopoly, that just makes us, we kill each other. And my kids are It makes my wife and I kill each other. Some people are like into that, like Settlers of Catan, any of these like German board games, Ticket to Ride. It's like all they are is like supply, demand, scarcity. I'm like, that's my job. Like, I'm stressed. Instead, I want a game with dumb luck where I can yell at someone. And so Uno is like, oh my gosh, it drives my wife crazy. But Shiloh and I, we can play it. She's a little bit younger. And I mean, there's no mercy in Uno. There is no mercy. Like in life, we are merciful. We forgive each other. And Uno, if you make a mistake, you will bleed. You will bleed and I will laugh over your dead carcass. I mean, it's like that. That's how hardcore we get, Shiloh. And she kicks my butt because she's as good at a dumb luck game as I am. So.
Okay. You've told me before to chase my kids' interests. So I'm going to need you to help.
How's that
me.
Working out for you?
Well, I mean, I just need some questions on how to frame this up right now, because it's not cool to say, so tell me what you're into. So is there a way to code into this, like hack my kids' interests? Yeah,
there is. Okay, there is. I'm going to give you the imagination, so something you can pretend. So pretend they're like 1 or 2 years old, like they were 15 years ago, right?
Right.
And so what you would have to do what they like is hard. It meant getting on your hands and knees and getting on their kind of level and looking. And, you know, it's easier for Shiloh, but my two boys, I mean, that's like, it's very like primal. They're still like part animal. Okay. And so, and it probably hasn't changed too much for your 17-year-old. So it's just really thinking through that. What would it be like to get on the floor? Because as soon as I lay on the floor, they pile on me. I'm still on, like, I still have this gravitational pull as a dad where you start to lose it. So I think it really goes, go into the room and sit on the floor if they're in there. And just lean against the wall and give the impression that you're just kind of here to hang out. And then the other thing is just figuring out when that time is. Like for me, it's really easy because they're little. So they'll gravitate to me whenever I'm like actually present with them. For them, they might really want to start talking at 11 o'clock at night, or they really might want you to play Settlers of Catan with them. You might hate it. So it's like fishing. And yep. The fish are in a barrel right now. It's called the house. They can't really leave. So you just want to sit there. And then you have boys, right? Do you have a girl? Do you have a daughter? Do
we talk I about have this? Two boys, two girls. Yep.
Okay. Boys are easy because you just feed them, you know? And then they'll, I mean, if you feed them what they like, then they'll be nicer. Girls are... Oh, they're amazing.
They're amazing. Actually, I'm teeing you up over and over again. I'm finding that the more time we spend together, the easier it is to pick up on clues. And they're letting down those walls just a little bit to let us see their hearts. And one of these things that I've loved from this is in this guide, it's taking interest in their interests. So I said, okay, so if we were going to craft one day, what craft would you like to do? And that was just, everybody go look on Amazon and come back and tell me what you're interested in.
Nice.
$20, nice. $25 limit.
Oh, sweet.
Each, and you guys show me what you would like to do. So my kids are just open right now to trying new things where I don't think they were. So, but they're not always like that. As a matter of fact, one of the things that I know for sure is that my oldest is afraid he's missing out on something right now. And so yeah. It's hard to put that phone down because if his friends are going to hang out, he wants to be there. So just talk to us real quick about that, David, about fear of missing out, because that's real with teenagers. It's real with us, right?
It's real with everybody. I think the thing that's been really helpful with the staff at Axis is they consistently encourage me and encourage others just to try to remember what it was like to be 15. Try to remember what it was like when you're a girl crazy or when you're a boy crazy. What was it like when you got left out of a party, got left out of something at school, got left out of an inside joke? What was it like when you had acne? That was terrible. Or what was it like when you know, I don't know what your story is, who's ever listening to this, but that's a great way to empathize. And then with the fear of missing out thing, you can try this angle and it works. Sometimes it's the joy of missing out. So instead of the fear of missing out, the joy of missing out. So the joy of being present, the joy of being 100% there, the joy of I mean, so when you say yes to eight different things, you're really saying no to everything. And so to just, but you kind of have to define the time saying, I'm just going to say no. And there's a sweet spot in there. I'll tell you this is like, I empathize with my wife more, is that now that I'm home, I feel more comfortable being on my phone more frequently because it's just kind of this pacing of life. It's like you're always on, or there'll be a nap time, or there'll be a phone call. But I'll also just put my phone in the car when I would get home from work before this COVID thing. And that for me gave me just full on permission to be 100% there. I actually really like that you did this like $20 gift thing or creativity thing from Amazon. So now everyone has something to look forward to. Hopefully it'll come in an incremental time and you can jump on it. And it's kind of fun when you can go like figure out your own craft, but every now and then it's kind of cool to just have something sent and something you can work together on. So yeah, the more the joy of missing out and to really define those spaces. We wrote about this in the Culture Translator, but some kids are starting to become just so worn out. And actually one of the greatest ways to overcome anxiety is to be in nature and to be present. This is what country music is great at. Although I hate country music, so sorry if you hate me for hating it. Whoever's listening to this, you moms out there, country music is all about driving your truck, rolling your window down, and being 100% in the moment with whatever the girl is who's next to you. So whether it's like songs about listening to songs, songs about driving with the windows down, and something that we give in this COVID guide is we give our conversation kit on anxiety. And so it is 45 minutes. It's funny. It's interesting. It's done by our young staff, not even me, because they're 10 years younger than me. And they're talking about how to talk about anxiety. And if you're going to watch Netflix one night, if you're going to watch Hulu, you're going to watch Disney Plus or whatever it is, instead say, hey, because this costs $20 on our website. I'm going to go, we're going to watch this together. It's in four parts. And I promise you this, it will be a win. So if you're a parent who says, I am tired of losing, this is designed to help you win. Say, hey, I just want to have something a little bit deeper tonight, and I want to understand your world a little bit better. Because here's the deal, Lee. I mean, you graduated in 97. I graduated in 2000. You were probably more in touch, okay, with your feelings and all this mental health stuff. I didn't even know what anxiety was in high school. Like, it wasn't even like a vocab word. It was like my junior year in college. I remember I had a friend who had panic attacks. And it was the first time that I was able to, oh, like anxiety is this thing. And now if you're in sixth grade, you know what anxiety is. It's like part of the mental health culture of a public school or even a private school. And so to enter into their world with our Parents Guide to Anxiety is a powerful way to just kind of enter into your kids' world completely free from access. Some people gave us some money so that we could sponsor a lot of our content and be in your corner. So that's a great one, especially if you're praying for your kid. You know, as your mom's in prayer, I mean, just even praying for their mental state, for their soul, helping them understand what that's like, it's powerful.
Well, this has been a great gift to all of our families to slow down a little bit and at least take inventory of each other, to try to look at each other and step into each other's scenarios, have conversations that we may not have had. And maybe the mom that's listening has found that her child is struggling with anxiety, or now we say, uh-oh, I see symptoms of depression. And that's just really real. And we can praise God for that. Like, when we find that stuff, that's an opportunity. That's not the end of the world. That's just the beginning of this story and intervention. David, the thing that I loved, well, first of all, I loved all of the activities, all the things, all the guides. You guys at Access are so generous with us. But I love that the guide starts with prayer. It's like, we'll pray together as a family. Seize this opportunity to think about the world around you and what God is doing and how God can help the people who are in the middle of suffering right now. Talk to us about creating those moments as a family.
Yeah, I think bringing it back to prayer, we can live in a state of anxiety by just not balancing our news sources. And so when you just get hammered over and over again by your Facebook feed or news or whatever, wherever you're getting this information about COVID, it can just put us in a constant state of like cortisol, fear, and anxiety. And what prayer and gratitude, what they do is that they recenter our mind, recenter our heart, and recenter our lives. And it also humanizes more praying for people who are suffering or sick, because look, your kid, they could be scared, but it's more of that they're missing out on sports. They're missing out on graduation. They're missing out on prom. No one's going to get sick and die who's 15 years old. Or I mean, you know, maybe one out of 100,000. I don't know what the stat is. It's so small. And so, you know, that's why there's been videos of, you know, all these young kids going on spring break or licking toilet seats or whatever, just giving the middle finger to us older generations. And so what prayer does is invites us into something that's actually, it gives us action. And because you can become impotent from so much bad news that you're overwhelmed and you can't actually help someone. And so prayer gets us back into the game and allows us to contribute. Yeah, so it's a very powerful thing, and it especially contextualize a lot of this in their life.
David, thanks so much for helping us continue to understand our teenagers, our tweens. It is like another language, and I just totally want to invite our moms to subscribe to the Culture Translator. It is genius, and I'm really grateful that you guys continue to do that hard work so that we can just do the work with our kids. Like,
yes, a couple of things about that is that this year we put the Culture Translator in a podcast so you can listen to it when you're on a walk or when you're driving places. Remember when we used to do that before quarantine? And then also everything that Access does is in what we call the All Access Pass now, and it's $9 a month. So we've made some major changes just to simplify what's going on. We have an app coming out later this year so that as you are navigating the preteen and the teenage years with your kids, you have someone there who is a resource and a researcher to help you understand what's going on so you can anticipate the next step and be ready. Especially if you always feel like you're losing. That's what parents tell us all the time. I just always feel like I'm losing my kids. We're going to help you have some wins. And we're going to help you have a lot of them actually entering into their world, knowing what's going on and pointing them to Jesus. So again, we love what Moms in Prayer does. We totally believe it. Like I said, multiple board members involved. I'm always excited whenever we get to hang out, Lee. So thanks for this chance. You guys have what it takes. You have what it takes.
David, would you pray for the moms that are listening right now?
Oh my goodness. You're going to ask me to pray. Why wouldn't you? That makes sense, but I would love to. Let's do it. Jesus, thank you. Thank you that you are good and you've created a good world. And it's full of beauty and balance and creativity and interest. So we celebrate that and we praise you for that. And then we think about all the brokenness. We think about all the fatigue and fragmentation and even just the viruses that we can't even see and all the things that have become lost. And we hate that and we mourn that, and it makes us sad and frustrated. But we're so grateful for your son. We're so grateful for the new mission that you have brought to the world and invited us into, and starting with our families. So God, for our family, and especially I think right now I'm just thinking of a few of my family members who are not following you, who don't know you. We ask that you would help us to be patient and help us to find creative ways to show love to them and to invite them into the life-giving news of your gospel. And God, just thank you for all the moms out there who are just praying for their kids. They're the best. So may they not lose heart in doing good and also praying for their kids. We love you, Jesus. Amen.
Amen. David, thanks for being with us today.
Bye. Thanks, Lee.
Well, friends, are you ready to spend your creativity on engaging your family? We want to hear what you're doing with your tribe to win their hearts to Jesus and to each other. So be sure to drop us a note, tag us on social media at Moms in Prayer, or email us at podcast@momsinprayer.org. We stand shoulder to shoulder with you in this time, friend. Moms are making the difference. Moms who sometimes say no and play a game of tag. Or checkers. Moms just like you. See you next week.